Support of KQED's podcasts is provided by Stitcher Radio for the iPhone and BlackBerry. Public radio programs and podcasts are available on demand with the Stitcher app. Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. The Stitcher app is available at Stitcher.com.
I have been watching with a mixture of amusement and horror as the health insurance lobby has taken the healthcare debate on a sharp right down the rabbit hole. The insurance lobby is trying to convince us that a public insurance option would lead to an uncaring, inefficient bureaucracy that would stifle innovation and ration healthcare. This argument is quite an eye-opener. Unfortunately for those presenting this argument, most of us have actually dealt with health insurance companies before. After dealing with the claims department, the specter of an uncaring bureaucracy isn't exactly filling me with fear of the unknown. The efficiency argument starts a little better, but again, we've actually dealt with health insurance companies who don't set the efficiency bar particularly high. Also consider that efficiency in healthcare financing can be measured by what percentage of the dollars we spend actually goes to providing care. The business of private insurance companies is to skim money from the system as it goes by. They are, by their nature, building in inefficiency. It is unclear to me how competition with other insurance companies drives innovation, but competition with a public plan would stifle it. But let's move on for a moment. The real Lewis Carroll moment in this argument is when the industry that invented pre-existing conditions, pre-authorization, usual and customary charges, primary care gatekeepers, approved pharmacopoeia, and out-of-network providers tries to warn us that the government is going to ration healthcare. That is how the insurance industry innovates. And like junk bonds, Ponzi schemes, and identity theft, those innovations could use a little stifling, because they are all ways that private insurance companies say, no, we aren't paying, we'll just keep the money. So let's leave the rabbit hole and ask the same question. Do we want to spend our healthcare dollars with organizations that are formed to make a profit and are accountable first to their shareholders? Or do we want to try an organization with the founding principle to provide for the common good and whose executives are accountable to the voters? With a perspective, this is Hugh Sider.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.